Captain Mark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House East Wing is expected to be completely gone, possibly by this weekend. The demolition to make way for President Trump's now $300 million ballroom. ABC's Mary Bruce.
The National Trust for Historic Preservation is urging the administration to hit the pause button to pause demolition until the proposed ballroom can go through the required public review processes. And they say they're deeply concerned that this gigantic ballroom will be larger than the iconic residence and that will overwhelm, you know, the architecture of the White House itself.
Furloughed government workers, meantime, going nearly 3 weeks without a paycheck on this day 23 of the federal government shutdown. Misty didn't just perform ballet. She changed and defined who belongs. Those are the words of Oprah Winfrey at last night's celebration of Misty Copeland, who became the first black female principal dancer at the American Ballet Theater a decade ago and is now retiring. She took one last spin at Lincoln Center in New York last night. This is ABC News. Protests in New York City on Wednesday, 24 hours after an ICE sting on street vendors along the popular shopping district, Canal Street.
ICE says it arrested 9 undocumented immigrants during an operation aimed at the sale of counterfeit goods. DHS says a handful of protesters were also arrested, but later released without charges. New York Congressman Dan Goldman blasting ICE for allegedly detaining American citizens. New York's attorney general now asking members of the public to turn over videos documenting the actions of federal officers.
ABC's Matt Rivers in Manhattan. We should also learn more this morning about a possible strike on Broadway in New York.
I think it's sad for everybody. You have people coming from other countries, other cities, and this is like the heart of New York.
Tourists lamenting the possibility. The Musicians Union says it'll have more to say this morning about whether they're walking out. They've been performing without a contract since August. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The measles outbreak in Oconto County is officially over, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. There have been no new cases of measles for more than a month. Health officials say that's 2 incubation periods, or 42 days, the threshold that marks the end of an outbreak. All of the state's 36 confirmed cases of measles were located in Oconto County and happened to people who were not vaccinated. 2 people were hospitalized. The outbreak began after someone traveling out of state was exposed to measles. Wisconsin has one of the lowest measles vaccination rates in the country, which increases its risk of measles outbreaks, especially as children return to school. As of October 21st, health workers say they don't expect to report any further cases of measles. Former Packers kicker Mason Crosby had a little fun with his Packers field goal record being broken. In an admirable example of good sportsmanship, Crosby took to Instagram to congratulate Packers kicker Lucas Haversick, whose 61-yard boot last week set a new Packers record for the longest field goal. That knocked out Crosby's 58-yard record from way back in 2011 in a game against the Vikings. Congrats, awesome 61-yarder down in Arizona, Crosby said in a video message. Records are made to be broken. I'm proud of you, bud. You helped the Packers get a win yesterday. But then Crosby flashed the ceremonial football he received to commemorate his record-winning kick. Crosby joked, "Just help me figure out what I'm going to do with this now." Haversick replied, "So much value in that ball." And countless Packer fans chimed in, offering to take the commemorative ball off Crosby's hands. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after 3 sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
No, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. A lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, if we were playing Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay. Partly cloudy today with a high right around 48 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. There could be a little frost, especially further inland. Our low in the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
WGBW. Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I got no kick against modern jazz. Unless you're trying to play it too darn fast. They had a jubilee. Them Georgia folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking homebrew from a wooden cup. The folks are dancing, they got all shook up. I started playing that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. Get to hear them play a tango, and in the mood they take a mambo. It's way too early for the condo, so keep on rocking that piano. That's why I go by that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got a black beat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, oh, they got rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good morning, Dan Marcus. We're in the 30s, 38 degrees now, 608 on the nose, 97.9 WGBW. One, two.
It's all right. talking about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff. 97.9 WGBW.
Timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Dan Marcus, little under the weather, if you can tell by the voice, but I'll get through it. Here to entertain you, get you through what day is today. I'm calendar challenged today. All the meds they gave me at urgent care last night. But, oh yeah, it's Thursday, the 23rd. Time check, 6:14 and a half. That half is important to somebody. He's got to be somewhere by 6:15. 38 degrees right now. Special in-studio guest today will be someone from the Meyer Theater talking about tomorrow night's big show, the Linda Ronstadt Experience. That's coming up next hour. And we'll have another timeless commercial of the day as well. It always pays to listen to the good tunes, get the information we serve up, and just generally get a good start to your day with 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town. Before I do, I'll take a last look around. Oh, does somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you? Does somebody want to be wanted like me? Just like me.
You know, I'm no different from anybody else. I start each day and end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Will you still love me tomorrow? We knew what the Shirelles were asking.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. But will you love me tomorrow? Is this a lasting
For all those visiting Northeast Wisconsin for the fall colors, take the leaves, leave your money.
Well, I never been to Spain, but I kinda like the music. See, the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I hit it for Las Vegas, only made it out to Needles. Can you feel it? Must be real, it feels so good.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Three Dog Night, Never Been to Spain, lead singer. The dog singing lead on that is Corey Wells. He found the song from a friend or somewhere and convinced the band to record it. They did, became a big hit. And so much of a big hit that Elvis Presley heard the song and loved it. And put it into a show. And to thank Three Dog Night, he invited them to a show, put them in special seating in the loge area of whatever theater this was. And they watched Elvis from there. And then he sang their song in front of them. And you know, I'm thinking, yeah, that's pretty cool. Corey Wells himself told me that. You could see the delight, the happiness in his eyes as he recalled that story. Yeah, never been to Spain. Good story. Elvis, Three Dog Night. Doesn't get much better than that. Here's Mason Williams now. Wrote this song when he was a joke writer on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, along with people like Pat Paulson. Here is Classical Gas, 1968 stuff, On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Some Wisconsin lawmakers want to make it easier to carry guns without a license and harder for the government to regulate them. Wisconsin Republican Senators Tim Carpenter and Andre Jacques have introduced a plan that would let people carry concealed weapons without a permit. The bills also include tax breaks on guns and ammunition. Supporters say the changes protect personal freedom. Democrats argue the measures would increase gun violence. Meanwhile, the De Pere City Council approved a resident's permit to operate a gun repair shop out of his home, even though many in the community, including some council members, expressed concerns. Daniel Farnsworth applied for a conditional use permit for his business, which would also sell firearms online. The De Pere City Council unanimously approved his application in their Tuesday night meeting. Council members say their hands are tied. Under Wisconsin law, local municipalities cannot regulate firearms beyond state statutes. Farnsworth's home is near several schools and a Catholic church. A supporter of Farnsworth spoke out at the meeting, citing his training as a gunsmith. Farnsworth himself pushed back on the safety issue, suggesting there are greater risks for children in the area from sex offenders and other criminals living nearby than from his potential customers. Farnsworth still needs to get his federal firearms license before he opens his shop. Now's your chance to rent a cozy rooftop igloo to enjoy the holiday festivities in downtown Green Bay. On Broadway just announced they're taking reservations for the heated igloos perched on top of the Herkman Mechanical Building as part of the upcoming Christ Kingle Market on Broadway. You can make reservations for a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night, November 20th through December 20th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Oh, you bet. Wisconsin beef producers, whether they're native beef or dairy beef, they're worried about Argentina beef entering their marketplace. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and we'll hear what one Wisconsin beef producer worries about most. That's next.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
Brady Zooks, a beef producer just outside of Ladysmith. He's also a member of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. He said what bothers him is consumers are still buying beef, even at an escalated price. That's why the idea of bringing Argentinian beef into the U.S. marketplace bothers him.
We're near the high of our 10-year cycle right now based on limited cattle inventory. There's just less calves around to feed. So it's a cycle, right? Things go up, things go down, and these are the times where we as producers can be profitable, make money, and then save that up for the good or the times that come that aren't as rich. What really concerns me, you know, is the outside, manipulation, you could say, of the cattle market, right? Cattle market's based on free trade principles, supply and demand, and any kind of outside intervention really wreaks havoc in our markets.
Brady Zook, a member of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association, a beef producer himself by Ladysmith, irritated at the idea of Argentinian beef being introduced to the U.S. marketplace. One item to make note of, we're finding out that today the U.S. Department of Agriculture may reopen Farm Service Agency offices to release about $3 billion in aid directly to farmers. This happening despite the government shutdown continuing. It's a developing story we'll keep an eye on. Keeping an eye on markets, those numbers are next.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
This morning, December corn is up a penny at 424. November beans are up 2 at 1037. July wheat's unchanged. Yesterday, the barrel cheese dropped 2 to 175.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 2.5 at 174. And AA butter dropped 3.5 on Wednesday to 154.5 per pound. There's your market snapshot on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 48 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. There could be a little frost, especially further inland. Our low in the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
the taste stays on my mind. Will you keep me thirsty for another cup of wine? I got it bad for you, girl, but I don't need a cure. I'll just stay addicted and hope I can endure all the good love.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh.
Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something beautiful found in you. You lost that love. I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. Don't let it slip away.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Another ABC News update coming up top of the hour. And then Connie Feldman has the local news. Plus sports from Mike Clemens and the local weather. And then we get back into tunes with people like the Beach Boys and the Beatles on the way. I mean, it's just pretty good for a Thursday morning, actually. And we'll have another timeless commercial of the day along about 8:15-ish or so. And Matt Gable is coming in. Matt runs the Meyer Theater, and they got a big show coming up tomorrow. I'm so looking forward to the Linda Ronstadt Experience. So Matt and I are going to be talking about that. That's all ahead. That's next hour here on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
The Linda Ronstadt Experience. Hear the music of Linda Ronstadt Friday night, October 24th, as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh.
That'll be the day.
Live at the Meyer Theater in downtown Green Bay.
But I don't know what it means.
Tickets available at MeyerTheater.org. The Linda Ronstadt Experience. October 24th, live at the Meyer Theater.
It may be getting a little cold, but guess what? There's still fish to catch. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 25th, at the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary, it is Kids Fishing Day, a free event from 10 until 3 p.m. for kids ages 5 through 17 to have hands-on instruction and learn new skills about fishing. They'll provide the gear, the guidance, and the good times. So check it out. Head to WGBW.fm and click events to learn more.
rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts a thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
Local news time to 97.9 WGBW and Van Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl. I'm Dan Marcus. Bobby Vinton coming up next, and I had a chance to meet him, talk with him, had a very nice chat with the man, and he said, I told him, I said, I love singing along with your songs when they come on the radio, Bobby. And I bought a couple of your albums, and I sing along with all the songs on that. And he was very pleased. He smiled, and he said, why is that? And I said, well, they're all in my key. He laughed. He had a great sense of humor. He got the joke. Here's Bobby Vinton now on 97.9 WGBW.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night, softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue. Bluer than velvet were her eyes, warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was ours, ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow. Gone was the glow of blue velvet, but in my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years. heart they'll always be. Precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my
news. Timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. The Box Tops did the letter. When that song came out, I thought, boy, that guy, he's pretty old to be singing rock and roll records. He sounded 40 years old to me. No, Alex Chilton, lead singer of the Box Tops, when he recorded that song, 16 years old.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again. And soon tears, they will be falling like rain. It always seems to be a Monday. Leftover memories of Sunday. Always spent with you before the clouds appear. Took away my sunshine. Here comes that rainy day feeling again.
comes that rainy day feeling again. Here comes that rainy day feeling again.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The demolition of part of the White House goes on.
This morning, sources tell ABC News the entire east wing of the White House is being torn down as soon as this weekend to make way for President Trump's massive new ballroom, which he now says will cost $300 million. A cost he now claims will be split between private donors and himself.
ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House. The U.S. military launching another strike against what the White House says is a drug-carrying vessel. Two people were killed in the eastern Pacific. President Trump justifying the strikes by asserting that the U.S. is engaged in an armed conflict with drug dealers and criminal organizers. Vice President J.D. Vance in Israel criticizing that country's parliament vote today authorizing the annexation of the West Bank. And in New York, there was fear that Broadway would be shut down starting today, but the Musicians Union just announced it's reached a tentative deal to avoid a walkout. This is ABC News. New questions surrounding the death of chess grandmaster Daniel Naroditsky, who had a big online presence and was only 29 years old. No cause of death has been given, however, says ABC's Mola Lang.